and that brought her back to Ramon.
Wow, Dave.
I'm done.
What were you doing when you came up with that?
Surprisingly enough, I was cleaning fish for dinner. And for no readily apparent reason, the phrases sand vein, love affair, and Martha Stewart all trickled through my mind in happy succession.
Absolutely bizarre.
There's clearly a large, large summer reading novel that goes along with this, which some people have encouraged me under no circumstances to write.
What did you win?
The official grand prize, Dahlia, is, quote, a pittance, end quote. So I have been going out to the mailbox every day. It's always empty. I can't tell whether that means that's my reward or whether there's actually an empty envelope coming, but I'm certainly going to keep going and looking.
You won $250, right?
Yes.
For coming up with that.
The official grand prize of the Bulwer Lytton Fiction Contest is a pittance, and that's what I won.
Now, what did you do with all that money?
You know, I donated it back to the judges of the contest because obviously they need it much more than I do.
Are you a writer, or what do you do? Do you do this for a living?
I wish I could do this kind of thing for a living, but it's only 63 words long, and I've worked it out. That's $4 a word, not enough to feed a family shrimp.
Now, this is not the first time you've entered this competition,
is it? Oh, no. I enter this competition every year, and I don't expect to win. In fact, I kind of hope I don't win, you know, when you've won an award for the most wretched writing of the year.
So you are a writer, then?
Well, I like to pretend that I'm a writer, and I do have one book out already. It sold about 1,830 copies, and I know I have 30 relatives, but I can't imagine who bought the other 1,800.
Well, you actually sold one in Canada, too, didn't you?
One of them was returned in Canada, as a matter of fact. I'm quite upset about that. I'm going to find out who that Canadian is. Hopefully it was just a defective, you know, it was printed upside down or something.
Well, congratulations anyway.
Thank you, Dahlia. I'm not sure congratulations are appropriate, but I appreciate the thought.
Good to talk to you. Have fun with your shrimp. Dave Zobel there.